Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his most holy name. Hallelujah. God is good. We thank the Lord for his mercy, his grace, his kindness, his peace, his love, his joy, his faithfulness towards his children this morning. Hallelujah. God is so good to us. Yes, he is. And we thank him. Oh, let us rejoice and be glad in him. Hallelujah. And in his day. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, yes, we are. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, thank the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is so, so good. Hallelujah. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and this is Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God, Called to Pray. Yes, hallelujah. We welcome you this morning and thank God for you. Yep. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It may be 100 years from now. It may be 5 seconds from now that you tune in. We welcome you. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. By faith, I say we. Glory to God. God is good. God is good. Hallelujah. Thank him for what he's doing and how he's moving. And I thank him for being with me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank him for the boldness that he has given me. In him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I have something I want to read for you this morning. A daily confession of faith. I want you to hear it. Hallelujah. But I think first I need to read, and I will read, the Holy Scriptures. Yes. Hallelujah. Just put God first. And when we put God first, things seem to fall in place better. Amen. Hallelujah. The scripture for the morning is, then the word is in Jeremiah, the first chapter, starting at the 4th verse. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, did you hear that? Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you. Oh, my God. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nation. Then said I, ah, Lord God, behold, I can't speak, for I am a youth. But the Lord said to me, do you hear this conversation? But the Lord said to me, do not say I am of youth, for you shall go to all to whom I send you. Thank you, Lord. And whatever I command you, you shall speak. Do not be afraid of their face, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my lips. And the Lord said to me, behold, I have put my word in your mouth. See, I have this day set you over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down, to destroy and to throw down, to build up and to plant. My God, hallelujah. What an assignment. Woo! Did you hear that assignment? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. This is it right here for this every Friday, because this is the purpose of this ministry on the phone on Fridays, is speaking to my God from Zion. Don't tell me what my God can't do. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the living God. Hallelujah. Woo. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the living God. God is good. Yes, he is. God knows what he wants. Yes, he does. He knows when he wanted to come forth. Yes, he does. Ooh. Mm. He don't need anybody to intervene on his behalf. Or if we just obey, if we just obey, if we just trust God and obey, if we just trust God and obey. Lord, I thank you. I love it. I love it. I love it. When I come here in the mornings, don't have a direction. Sometimes mine is blank. Just write down things just to make sure I have something. But I'm just about to stop that. Hallelujah. We have our scripture. And we know what the Lord is saying to us this morning. Hallelujah. Those who are in ministry, those who are sensing that the Lord is calling you in ministry, and those who it has been prophesied to you that the Lord has ordained you for such a time. But one thing for sure, God will confirm his purpose in your life. God will confirm his purpose for you in your life. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. God will confirm his purpose. You got that? Let that just settle down in your spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God will confirm his purpose in your life. Yeah. God will confirm his purpose for you in your life. God will let you know. Yeah. It'll be all around you. And you can just, the doors open and you find yourself walking in. But stay close to God. Stay close to God. It's good to be able to have a mentor, someone who will be there that you can trust, that is honorable. That can be exhausting, finding that. But you can always ask God to help you in that regard. But first, seek God and his guidance and his direction. Then ask God to put those in your life that he has ordained to be of help and assistance to you. Remember, no one is perfect, but you have sincere people who desire is to obey God and to help younger ones and even older ones in this walk. There are saints that are seasoned. They are seasoned. Excuse me. And they can help you in your walk. But don't go around this person, that person, that person, this. Just be still your spirit and be prayerful and open your eyes. Ask God to open your spiritual eyes and let you see. You can hear a lot of noise, but the intent is not good. You can see a lot of smiles and a lot of pat on the backs, but the intentions are not good. You need those around your inner circle who knows that your objective is to meet the need, do the work of God. And they're not envious, nor are they jealous, but they have the maturity to understand that it's God who appoints. Oh my God, hallelujah. And it is God who appoints, and you do not touch the work of God. You don't want to help. You don't want to see. You see that person. Most people don't see the ministry. Well, they see the ministry. They think it may be bigger than theirs, you know. But they don't see that the ministry is the ministry of the kingdom of God. Just saying. You on your post, I'm on my post, and we can be helpers one to another with a single purpose. A single purpose through the will of God Almighty. Hallelujah. That's what I'm talking about. To do the will of God, not for profit, not for recognition, not for the pat on the back, not for the seat in the high place. No. If there's any elevation, God will do it. Man is fickle. Man is sometimey. He love you today and hate you tomorrow. Smile in your face today and turn his nose up at you time he turn your back. Only a fool will put their trust in man. We put our trust in God, our hope in God. And I know some say, why she say stuff like that? You shouldn't be saying that. That's not a good thing. Just tell the truth and stay in the church. That's all we got to do, grow up. Tell the truth and stay in the church. That don't mean you don't love people. You trust them through the filter of God. But you know that your hope is in God. I had a friend to tell me that her friend gave her some very, very bad advice and insist that she do exactly what she told her to do. And when she did, and it just messed up everything for her, she asked her, why did you tell me to do this? She told me that lady told her, why should I want you to have all of this? And I got to go to work every day. And she said she was her friend. There's a limit as how far we can let people go in our lives, and especially when it comes to ministry. You have to spend time on your knees. You have to spend time communing with God. You have to. You can't get around it. And I had another friend who will be coming on the broadcast. We have some great plans, and prayerfully the Lord has sanctioned them. So we're going slow with it. But she said, I wish I could find those preachers who told me how influential and how profitable ministry is. Can you believe such a thing? Can you believe such a thing? She said, because they lied to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But we get our mind focused in on God and his purpose for our lives. It's a great thing. And all his children have something to do. And the other thing that get me, people will say, oh, I'm not a preacher. God didn't call me to be a preacher. I don't want to be no preacher. Now, Jesus, I know they don't know what they're saying. I know that. I know that. And then when you decide to, if you're going to answer it, then you may as well have stayed home and shut the door. And I'm just trying to encourage you, you see here, and don't think that what you're reading is in the Bible is some story about some person who may or may not have been on the earth. This is just a good story. Please don't see it like that. Please don't see it like that. Please see it as it is. It is really biblical, logos, to get you to glory. And let me just say it like this. It's your instruction. It's your encouragement. It empowers you. It corrects you. To walk on this earth before God as his child. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. And as in leadership. How you gonna tell your creator what you ain't gonna do? What he didn't call you to do? Don't be calling me that. That's not for me. My Lord from Zion. As we've seen the work of God through the eyes of the world. This is what I do for the Lord. And this is what, did he ask you to do that? I'm a nice person. You could ask anybody. But I am not a preacher. Okay? But did God tell you that? Our God don't do all that hocus pocus. He doesn't speak to people now. That was for then. It's not for now. Why? God knows we need him right now. So let's begin to get real. Let's take off all that stuff. All that stuff. Peel it off. Peel it off. Oh God. Not for your name to be in light. It's there, God. Oh God. It's not for your name to be in glitter. And you talk about the famous designer clothes that you put on a body that's worth. That's it. When you bring it down to its lowest denomination, there's no difference. Don't care how much money you got or power you think you have. That's all that you're worth. Bring it home. And you're going to tell God. God said, thus you are. Thus you are. Thus you are. That's what he said. Thus is going to stand and say what they're not going to do. And thus is going to stand and say, I'm not doing this. He didn't call me to do this. Don't call me this. And if you do, you want all the attention. You didn't realize you were called to serve his people. Not your people. his people. My God, from Zion. You came here through the will of your Father. No, not me. I ain't getting up there. Lord, have mercy. Thus, my God, have mercy on us. Thus, oh God, God, have mercy. Come on now, get it right. Get it right. Get it right. Get it right. We are pure and holy. What does holy mean? What does sanctification mean? What justification mean? And God didn't promise us a rose garden. But he expects us to obey him, keep his commandments. Yeah, Lord, help us, Father, and do the will of him who sent us. And do the will of him. And we cannot do it on our own. Knowing people won't do it. No, it won't. No, it will not. No, you can know a whole bunch of powerful people, but it won't help you. It won't help you. Those can be, well, can't be closed in your face, and you can hear it in the spirit and see it in the natural, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. Mm-hmm. He can bend it like he wants. We're talking about the Almighty God. So we need to stop with our jacked up comments and be very careful what we say. God is holy. Look up holy in the Hebrew and see what it means. Yes. That's what I'm talking about. God is holy. Yes, amen. God is holy, and he's righteous in all his ways. He's not helpless. You can get a donkey and a rooster. Don't play. Don't play with God. I'm telling you, do not play with God. It's best to just ask God for your for his help and to open your eyes and show him what it is that he would have you to do. And be honored to do the will of the Father. I wanted to share this. There are those of us who sometimes allow ourselves to get weary in well-doing. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're trying everything you have not to get weary, but you find that you found yourself in a place where you're weary. And I was reading a lesson. And it brought me to a scripture where Hezekiah said that the children are weak. It says the children are ready to bring forth. Don't know if they have the strength to do it. I think that's how it went. I have to
I shouldn't bring a scripture up. But when you confess this to God, that you're weak, don't take and give up. When you go to God, He'll help you. He knows your limits. He does. But when we cry out to Him for help, when we cry out to God for help, He'll help us. Remember, we're locked in time. God is not. Man grow old. God does not. If He said it, what we say yesterday, by the time 2 minutes later sometime, our opinions have changed. Our desires have changed. We flip and we flop so many times. But God, hallelujah, He don't waver. If He said it, He said it. It is so. If God said it, it is so. If God said it, it's so. How about that? If God said it, it is so. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord for what God said. Because we can stand on that. We can stand on that. We can rest assured on that. Yes, we can rest assured. God said it. That settles it. Glory to God. Glory to God in the highest. Yes, sir. Glory to God in the highest. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Your will, dear God, for me is my will. Oh, teach me how to be obedient to you. Teach me how to love you. Hallelujah. How to worship you. Hallelujah, in the beauty of holiness. Hallelujah. Help me, Lord. Help me. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. For you are my shield and my help. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, He is. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Father, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you. We extol you. Father, we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your love and your kindness and your tender mercy. Great is our God and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. 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 We exalt you. We extol you. Bless your most holy name. You are the awesome God. You are the almighty God. Besides you, there is none other. You absolute God. Hallelujah. Oh, by yourself, Ada of the heavens and the earth, the giver and the receiver of life. Hallelujah. Thank you. Be sick, Omar. Oh God, thank you for speaking to us and through us, Almighty God. Thank you for opening our mouth wide and filling it with words. Thank you for the wisdom to know what to say and when to say it. Glory be to your name, Father. Hallelujah. And when there's nothing to say, shut our mouth. Hallelujah. Until the appointed time to speak. Almighty God, oh, we glorify you, Father.
Thank you, Father. Glory. And Father, if there's anything in our lives that causes us to be distracted from doing your will, fear, doubt, intimidation, Almighty God, that want to sit on the throne of our life, we ask that you rebuke it, Almighty God. Hallelujah. And set it down from us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. Hallelujah. 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 You and your will. Hallelujah. Throne our life. Almighty God. Hallelujah. Sit on the throne of our life. Almighty God, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for giving us clarity and understanding. Hallelujah. More and more, day by day. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Father, we ask that you grant traveling mercy. Those that are on the highways and the byways, the back roads, hallelujah. The airways, the railways, Almighty God, the sea. Father God, those who work on the sea, hallelujah, supplying food for your people, ask that you protect them while they are out on the sea, Almighty God. Oh, remember the farmers, Almighty God. Touch the food that has been so altered. Father, we ask and we know that it can be done. Hallelujah. Touch the food and bring it back to its original form, Almighty God. Well, it won't bring harm. Hallelujah. But it'll do what you had ordained for it to do from the beginning. Be food, be healthy for your people, for our bodies. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. And animals that sacrifice, their lives are sacrificed for us to eat a piece of meat. We ask that you remember the cattlemen, the herdmen, Almighty God. And we ask that you touch the meat, Almighty God. Hallelujah. 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 Touch it, Lord God. Remove all and any impurities from it. Hallelujah. Let the bodies reject it, Almighty God, in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Protect them from all diseases and infections. Almighty God, in the name of Yeshua, restore it back to what it was originally to be, Almighty God, and the taste and the health properties that you had ordained. Let them be merciful, Almighty God, when the sacrifices are made. Let them be merciful. Let it be painless to the animals, Almighty God, in the name of Yeshua. We thank you, dear God. We praise your name, Almighty God. Remember the preachers and the teachers, the apostles and the evangelists, the prophets, Almighty God, the bishops, the elders, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Remember them. Remember the ushers that stand at the door. Almighty God, give them spirit of discernment. Almighty God, hallelujah. Guide them, Almighty God, in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. 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 Almighty God. Oh, let them be a welcoming. Hallelujah. Let them, oh my God, oh my God, welcome. Let the ones that's coming through the door feel your presence and feel welcome. Almighty God, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Not our way, not our will, but thine will be done. Almighty God, in the services. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. This is truly the day that you have made, and we are rejoicing in it. We thank you for your protection, your guidance. We thank you for your direction. We thank you for your peace, your joy, your love, your security. Thank you for being our hiding place.
Almighty God. Thank you for being mindful of us, Almighty God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Almighty God. Thank you. Thank you for being the God that's more than enough, the breasty one. Yes, you are. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless your holy day. Thank you for being the mighty one. Woo! Oh, God. Thank you. Thank you for being our healer, our shield of defense. Thank you for being the lawyer and the judge. Thank you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for restoring what the canker worms have tried to destroy. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember our families, Almighty God, those whose loved ones have passed on. Thank you for giving us comfort, Almighty God, in the name of Yeshua. Thank you, Almighty God. Give the sisters and the brothers comfort, Almighty God, in the passing of loved ones. Give the mother and the father comfort in the passing of a loved one, their children, Almighty God, a child, Almighty God. We thank you, for you are our hope. You are our security. You are our rest. Yes, you are. Hallelujah. Thank you for being our real God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for fighting our battles. Yeah, Lord. Thank you for making your voice clear to us. Hallelujah. And another we won't follow. Hallelujah. Thank you for giving us eyes to see, Almighty God. And, Lord, a heart to obey you. Yes, Lord. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Ears to hear, eyes to see, and a heart to obey. Almighty God. Speak, Lord. Peace on the job. Stay the hand of the enemy. Almighty God. The children who are home alone, secure them. Yes, Lord. Angels of protection all around them. Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless your name, Almighty God. Bless your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, any hurt, harm that happened as a youth, God, we ask that you heal individuals, Almighty God. Soothe the place of the pain, Almighty God. Rebuke it, Almighty God, and separate them from it, Almighty God. Don't allow the footprint of the memory, even the microscopic footprint, to be seen, Almighty God. Let it all be erased. Oh, yeah, God. Oh, God, because you're kind. Hallelujah. Wipe it clean. Hallelujah. Can't come back on. No, Lord, can't find its way. Thank you. Even down through the years, and it can't even be passed on to their children and their posterities. Almighty God, hallelujah, no longer a victim. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, no longer a victim. Almighty God, hallelujah, but more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. Victorious. Yeah, Lord. Victorious. Glory be God in the highest. Thank you, Father. And it is in the name of Yeshua we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. 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 Bless your name, Almighty God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. What a God we serve. Hallelujah. You are awesome. Hallelujah. You are mighty. Yes, you are. Hallelujah. You are all in all. Yes, you are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless your wonderful name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless your most holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No more past. Ha, just the future. Glory to God. Glory to God. Seal it. Cannot come back. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Seal. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Glory be to God. Amen, 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 amen. In the presence of the Almighty God is where we belong. And it is our intent and our desire to remain in his presence. Amen. God has been so good to us today. I tell you, it's just a joy. Hallelujah. I would say that you have blessed weekend in the Lord. Hallelujah. Pray for me as I pray for you. Hallelujah. Thank God for you. Yes, I do. Hallelujah. And when we find ourselves saying things that we should not say, ask God to forgive us. Because his will is our will. Amen. Amen. What God has called us to do, we can do it with his help. Amen. We are at that point, Numbers, the sixth chapter, starting at the 24th verse. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Hallelujah. We have loved ones that we have so much faith in, and we find that they are flawed. Pray for them. And every negative word that we spoke over them, we ask God to forgive us, even if we said, he know he ain't right, or this thing and that. We just ask God to help them and make it right. Yes, definitely too. Hallelujah. Jude, the first chapter, starting at the 24th verse. Now unto him that is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory, with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. Have a wonderful day.